Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like we're back here again, huh?
It's Thursday. You know what we do on Thursdays?
We dance.
What? Just dance. Sorry, I'm getting our post ready.
Oh, for social media?
Yeah.
But look at Kyle. Kyle's just a grinder.
He is grinding.
Let's be good on Kyle for a minute.
Day in and day out.
Kyle, I don't think people realize how hard Kyle works.
I think Kyle works kind of around the clock sometimes.
Oh, he definitely does.
Yeah. He's good at always checking his email for interviews.
Think about all of the guests we have. That alone is the part of Kyle's job that I don't think people realize, like, how many emails and communications have to go out just to, one, get them to respond.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we put an inquiry out for a guest, or if they come to us and say, hey, do you want to talk to this person? Then the back and forth of trying to book the time and date that works best.
And there's a lot of back and forth sometimes,
right,
with all that.
And Mel and I have three kids between the two of us. So like we have busy lives. So like trying to manage the time of when we can talk to these people, that. And that's just one minute aspect of Kyle's job.
Mm-hmm. Think of all the editing he does.
Think about all the posts to social media that he does. What's up, Kyle?
I'll just keep talking. You guys are doing a great podcast.
He's taking his sweet time posting that to social media.
Do you hear how quiet he is over there?
He's like,
just keep talking.
Yeah, I just want to hear more of this.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's nice to get compliments.
Yeah.
After working very hard.
You do a fantastic
Thank
job.
You.
And I would attribute the success of our show 80% to
Stop
you.
Stop saying this. You've been saying it. It's because of you guys. You guys are very good at your jobs. I'm lucky to have gotten on the bus at the right time.
We're 20%. We are 20%.
Are we even that?
Okay, guys.
Well,
why are you giving me compliments?
I'm 15. You're five.
Am I diagnosed with a certain disease that you guys are like, well, we got to break it to them?
I'm glad you brought that up because the doctor actually gave me your file today. Kyle, you have butsmelia.
Butsmelia
disease.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I heard about that.
Well,
it's going around right now.
Is it contagious?
I think I gave it to Kyle.
Dang it.
Sorry, Kyle.
That's why I'm glad I'm on the other side of the desk from you guys. You know, I keep my 6 feet of distance, my social distancing, if you will.
Yeah, that was smart of you to do that, too.
You're social distancing? That was such a weird time.
God.
I remember one time.
It was awful.
During the pandemic, I was so isolated that I was like, I have to get out of my house. And so me and my best friend Jeff, we went to, we met in his front yard and we had beers 6 yards apart or whatever.
Oh, that was my 4th of July. We went to a dog park with like some of our neighbors and then we went downstairs. There was like a putting green area that wasn't being used and we all put out lawn chairs and drank.
How did you keep your dogs from not like interacting?
What do you mean?
Were you worried about that at all?
Oh, no, because we knew dogs didn't pass COVID.
Okay. See, well,
studies had proven that already.
Yeah.
Do you know, I bet you I have the weirdest one.
Wait, go.
So whenever the kids would have a birthday during COVID, because nobody could have birthday parties.
Yeah. Oh, you do the drive-by?
They put signs out in the yard and you drive by and yell and honk and like within like an hour period. They'd be like, drive by and honk and yell happy birthday.
Yeah,
it
was so weird.
It was like a parade of people.
So strange.
We had a bunch of those. So we lived in a neighborhood in St. Louis with like a lot of kids in their neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And there were so many drive-by parades.
I know.
Like, that would happen throughout the week.
I know. It's crazy,
and they
right?
would do multiple laps because they're like, you can't. And like, for someone's birthday, you can't pass by just once, mm-mm, right? You have to do multiple laps.
No. And I would also roll down the window, and then I would have a present in a bag, and I'd have to like hand the bag over through the window to the mom to pass along to the kid to give them a present.
Yeah.
It was strange. At first I thought when COVID, I heard, oh my gosh, they're shutting everything down. I was like, cool.
Yeah, right.
I think 2 weeks.
Right.
Yeah, we were like, this is awesome.
I was like, this is great. I'm like, I can catch up on a lot of movies.
Right.
Things are hectic. It's going to slow down. This is fantastic. And then
you get like 3 days in and you're like, oh, this kind of sucks.
I actually lasted a month. But after that,
Mel's like, I love being alone.
No, well, it was quiet. You know, yeah. It was chill. It was like chill. And I was like, I got a little, you know, things done. But after a month or so, I was like, oh my God, this is awful. Because I don't think anybody thought it was going to last as long as it did.
No, by no means.
And I remember going to the grocery store for the first time. And like, this was like the early days. And we're freaking out. We're thinking it could be passed by touch.
I know. I was wiping everything down. Yeah,
so I wore winter gloves. Dude, this is like April or May, right? I wore winter gloves to the grocery store. And we did not have masks at that time. So I wore one of my wife's headbands.
Oh.
And I pulled it down over my face to cover. And so I looked like someone traveling through the Sahara Desert.
Jeez.
Where my head, everything but my eyes was covered up on my face. I had gloves and like long sleeves on.
Oh God, so awkward.
And I would go and I would, you know, I'd try not to touch anything at the grocery store unless it was like what I was picking up.
Yes.
And so I'd walk up to the box and then I'd put it in my cart. And then when we got home, washing the groceries, even just like the boxes of cereal and stuff. It was such a weird time.
It was weird. And it only got more strange though as things went on.
Yeah.
Like the weirdness just continued.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what the heck is happening right now?
It was kind of exciting, but kind of scary and kind of, I don't know. It was like,
it was
all
literally
these feelings
for me exciting for like 2 weeks. And then I was scared to death. And then it got really annoying.
Yeah.
Really annoying, really fast.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, studies show like, humans as just a life form are communal. Like we are totally built on relationships. And that's why, you know, like your body releases certain like endorphins and things like that within you. Like when you, you know, like when you cuddle with someone, like it triggers things in your
and
brain
hugs.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, hugs and physical touch.
Like yeah.
And so when you don't have that,
mm-hmm.
Ooh,
I know.
Start to go lose your mind.
Do you know how many of me and my friends put on so much weight?
So did I.
We were all trying to compare about how much weight we put on. Like one would put on like 15, another friend put on 40.
I didn't put on that much weight. Only because our wedding was coming up.
I'll brag about it.
So the only thing we did was work out.
Oh, wow.
So, especially right before the wedding, that was when I was in the best shape of my life.
Really? Yeah.
Because I was running, but I wasn't running for training, so I didn't like hate it as much.
Yeah.
I was going 4 to 5 miles a day, and we were like on a strict no eating ice cream or like anything, like pizzas or anything, really.
Jeez, how did you survive the pandemic?
I will say that was like the latter half of 2020. Like right away, it was kind of like not like where I'm like, oh yeah, we can get ice cream today.
Yeah.
And then like quickly it was like, no, I was mostly drinking more. Well, that's what I was. There was like a beer shop that was opened by us that we kept getting like beers from for cheap.
And yeah. Talk about essential workers. We did a thing. A friend of Mayor's lives in Brooklyn. Her and her friends started, and like in New York, God love the people in New York. I can't imagine what the pandemic was like for them because they was like, for as strict as rules were everywhere else, they were really strict.
They
in
were.
New York.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
So like they couldn't like, you know, they had like curfews and things like that. And so one of Mayor's friends invited us to a Zoom happy hour that they were having. So we pop onto this Zoom happy hour, and I'm not joking. It was probably like maybe 15 squares of like at least one person per square, maybe like a couple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so Mayor and I joined and we got to know these people through this Zoom happy hour because we did it every Friday. Same time, we all met up and then like we had different like theme nights or whatever.
Oh, wow.
And it gave
it fun?
It actually was. Like,
okay.
I mean, all things considered, mm-hmm. you know, like when you're isolated to your home, yeah, it gave us like a way to be social.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, you know, like the first night was like everyone had to wear a hat, you know, a different, like a crazy hat. So, you know, Mayor and I show up and we didn't know anyone. Some of them, a lot of them in Brooklyn knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like one of few people that were not from New York. Mm-hmm. So we get to know everyone and doing this every week, you just got to know people like really well. And like we now have friends from this.
Oh, cool.
Some of which have like moved to Chicago. And like
that's cool.
That we have like
that is cool.
gotten to know through this thing. One night we watched Titanic together. We all started it at the exact same time and we just left our Zoom cameras up and we were like cracking jokes as if we were watching the movie together. Oh, wow. Like it was just like cool things like that.
That is cool. Yeah, you know, I'm going to take that whole thing a step farther. Do you remember, this is before Kyle got here, when you and I first started working together a little over 3 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
We did, because we were still in COVID. We were coming at towards the tail end of it. Do you remember we did a Zoom call?
Oh, a Zoom. We did kind of did something similar, didn't
yes.
we? Yeah, we did like a wine night.
We did.
I remember,
remember that now?
Yes, that was so much fun.
It was fun. We met a lot of really cool people. We got the backstories on everybody. And
it was like a, like it was, I want to say it was like 15 to 25 people. And just hanging out. We went around, we asked questions, we talked, we sipped some wine.
Yeah.
And we just like...
It was fun.
That was
it was actually pretty cool.
I completely forgot about that until just now.
And I remember, you know, obviously we got the backstory on people, what they did. And I remember we had like a school teacher.
Yeah.
We had
one lady worked with horses.
One lady worked with horses. The other one, do you remember the woman who owned a winery?
Yes, she owned like an event space.
Yes.
We still need to go to that event space.
I know.
We should do wine night in person.
I know.
With okay. Kyle.
See, this is where we go back to like, this is part of my job. Now I have to schedule it for you guys and that just becomes a headache. So I don't know.
Kyle's like, look, I'm already trying to get Nico Moon interview with you guys scheduled.
I'm already trying to get you guys to do your jobs.
Trying to get Tim McGraw booked. All right, let's get that booked first before we start worrying about a wine night. Look, Mel and I have wine night every night. It's just a matter of whether or not we invite people.
Sometimes I'm all by myself.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, that is, I think back to like our early days of doing this show, Mel. You know, because like when we go out to these events, which we've had a busy week this week, we've had an event every single night for the last, you know, four nights. People, you know, will say like, oh, I love listening to you guys, love listening to the show, which I'm so grateful and appreciative of.
Oh yeah.
And I just think back to like, man, when we first started, I don't ever want to, if anyone comes across audio of our show or our first day.
Do not. I can't even go back and listen to it.
It's got to be the worst ever. Because like, not just from a standpoint of like, we've, like to everyone around us is credit, like Kyle and our boss, Marcy, like Mel and I have gotten better at radio just in the 3 years. But on top of that, not only were we bad at radio, I mean, you were good because you had so many years on mic. This was my first like hosting.
I had stuff to learn too.
Job, you know? Right. But yeah, and I would say you and I both have learned a lot over the last 3 years.
Yeah.
But on top of that, Mel and I just personally in our own relationship, we're at a point where we were like still kind of doing like the awkward laugh, you know, like, you know, like we weren't comfortable enough with each other.
Well,
to
we
where
didn't
we
know
like,
anything about
right.
each other.
I know.
We didn't know each other's sense of humor.
Yeah.
We didn't know the past. We didn't
like
we didn't
I think
know
now,
anything.
And if you say something dumb, I will call you out for saying something dumb. And if I say something dumb, if I make a joke that does not land, you'll be like, that wasn't funny.
Yeah, which I do every day.
I know. Okay. You didn't have to point that out. But it's like, it's so funny to think like nowadays, like we are, and someone said this to me last night when I was out in Wrigleyville. They were like, you guys sound like brother and sister. And I'm like, that's good because we feel like that. We feel like we're family. Like, do we annoy each other? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Do we pick
every
on each other?
Day.
Absolutely.
Do we pick
every
on each other?
Single
yeah,
day.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? All of that picking on each other and annoyance is built on the foundation of love and
of
family.
Course.
Right?
You just got
I'm being
Kyle.
Way too sweet. I've already complimented Kyle.
Yeah.
I'm talking about how much we love each other. This has been too sweet of a podcast. We need to make fun of each other.
I got yeah. I don't know. Are we all dying?
I don't know. Well, from the wise words of Austin Huff, you matter to somebody. Okay.
You do matter to someone.
This is not
That's
what I meant when
so
we made, I said making fun of each other. I told someone that story the other day. I was like, there was one time I have ever been serious on social media.
It was so weird.
It was so out of nowhere. And I love that Kyle was like, stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. Do funny stuff.
Because you know what? I look at that shirt.
Sweet.
Every day I open my
drawer. No, you didn't.
It was funny, but it was still sweet. But I had to make fun of him because he just, that's not him.
Where was this when it first got brought up? You never once said, oh, it was sweet.
Yeah, we made fun of him. You never
said. Because that's what you do when you have fun. Oh, so you jump on the bandwagon.
Now, retroactively, you're saying, oh, it was sweet?
Yeah, but it's not you. Okay. But it still doesn't mean that it wasn't a sweet thing to say.
I'm actually upset.
I'm
not saying it was sweet. It was weird.
All right. Look.
Thank you for everything you do, but it was weird.
Hey, I got you guys shirts that said.
I know.
Do you wear them?
Every day I open my drawer, and I'm looking to go pick out a shirt. I see that staring back at me. You matter to someone.
Hey,
Austin,
it's a good reminder.
I have two shirts that have quotes on them from this job. It is, you matter to someone, my own quote, and then a quote of Luke Bryan calling me a chalky-skinned radio person. And that's just, quote, Luke Bryan on Austin Huff.
I got a shirt that just says, I went through the line of Peter Pan and didn't pee my pants. We get weird shirts here.
Wait, why do we keep getting shirts of, like, things that we don't need to be reminded of?
I mean, I do need to be reminded. That was an accomplishment. You pee your pants once when you're a kid, and people don't let you live it down. Finally, you get through it as an adult. I earned that shirt.
When was the last time you peed your pants?
Who are you asking?
Yeah, Mel does it like every day.
I pee my pants a lot.
Mel, my favorite.
Oh, I do know the last time I peed my pants.
When was it?
It was, what day was it? Was it?
So it was recent?
Yeah, it was. Like, it was.
Are you going to say
Saturday?
This past Saturday, you peed your pants?
I went for a run. And it was Saturday, Saturday, because it was super hot.
You peed while running?
Didn't, let me finish the story. I didn't wake up early enough to do the run club because I was like, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
So I woke up at like whatever, 8:30, 9 o'clock. It was super humid, so I was chugging water on my run. Felt fine. When I finished, the second I stopped, my bladder, I just looked, I was
pissed. Like you couldn't control it.
No, it was not like a little bit even. I looked down and I was just like, this is really funny. Oh. And then I took the rest of the water that I had in my little bottle and then I put it on
my God, you poured it over you?
Yeah, just to be like, even it out a little bit.
Yeah, right,
just
right.
Now telling us this story.
I completely forgot about it.
Oh my God.
I was laughing. Love that he peed his pants and he's like, yeah, I just forgot. You know, just, no, it's not that's something right. That like it would resonate.
I didn't know
like,
you guys always wanted to be aware of when I pissed my pants.
If I peed my pants, that would be the only thing I thought about for the next month.
Yeah. No. It was after a run. It was like a long run. I was super dehydrated.
That's why I don't run.
Out of fear of peeing your pants?
Yeah, I don't want
to. A lot of women can't run after they have kids. I mean, they do. They try. But boy, it can be a real problem.
I was going to say, my favorite Mel moments are when she go like she's laughing so hard. She's like, stop, I'm going to pee. Stop, I'm going to pee. And she literally does mean it because I think we did make her pee once or twice.
I have peed just a little bit.
The little pee-pee comes out.
And then I race to the bathroom.
So my mom told me growing up, there was like a point where she's like, I can't play basketball with you. And I was like, why? And she's like, because I can't jump.
Yep.
I was like, you don't know how to jump? And she's like, no, I know how to jump. If I jump, then I'll pee myself. And it's ever since I gave birth to you and Whitney.
Yep.
And I was like, what?
Yep.
And then she, is there a surgery you can do? I feel like she had some sort of surgery or procedure to where it helped with that.
Maybe. I know some women do Kegels.
What the hell is a Kegel?
You've never heard of Kegels.
You don't know Kegels? It's an exercise. Tightening.
I only have their first album.
Tighten, loose. Tighten, loose. Squeeze,
why am
relax.
I looking at
squeeze,
you? Why am
relax.
I looking at you while you do
this? Yeah, why are you you're literally pantomiming a Kegel.
Well, I know I'm not exactly doing
what
that.
What is a Kegel?
It's when you
have
contract?
We talked about this? I feel relax. Like I have a memory of talking about Kegels on this podcast.
I don't know. I
before.
Feel like we a long time ago there was something about it, but I don't remember what it was, but I don't know.
Kegels.
Yeah.
Sounds like a band.
You Kegels got that would new, be a good band.
You got that? You got that new Kegels album?
It's like an '80s band. Like, did you hear the Kegels back on tour?
Yeah, Kegels are doing their farewell tour, coming to Soldier Field. It's amazing.
It's tightening loose.
The Kegels are opening up for the Stones this weekend, you guys. Kegels and Stones. That'd be funny.
Kegels and Stones.
Oh, my God.
But it's not the Rolling Stones. It's the Kidney Stones.
Mm. Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, one thing, we could maybe edit this out of the podcast, but there's an idea.
That is my key to not edit this out, so keep going.
But it's a show idea.
Ooh, what?
That we haven't talked about.
Kegel talk?
Kegel's Corner? Kegel's Corner.
Coming up with band names?
Kegel's Corner would be the funniest.
Kegel's Corner.
Give us a call. Let us know. Is it Kegel Corner time? Are you doing Kegels right now?
946-4995. Kegel's Corner coming up next.
The NASCAR race is back in Chicago.
Keselowski's Kegels.
Okay. Now you're just trying to alliterate too much.
I'm trying. Is Kegel start with a K though?
Yes.
Okay.
Last year for the NASCAR race, I ran around the course.
Oh my gosh,
oh, that's
I forgot
when you fell
about
and got
that.
Hurt.
We need to bring that back.
I was about
Remember
to ask,
got hurt?
Do we do that again next week?
We have to, right?
I think it needs to be an annual thing.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as the NASCAR race comes back, Kyle, you have to run the course.
I could. We have a NASCAR contact who has been pretty cool.
Yeah.
Last year, I had to run around the outside of the course a little bit.
Maybe they'll let you onto the... If it's just you running?
Yeah.
And it is freshly paved.
No, reach out. Another thing that Kyle will do as a great producer that he is. See, look, he comes
reaching
up with
out,
content,
that,
comes up with show bits, and then he executes them by reaching out and going through the proper channels to potentially do it. Otherwise, even if he says no, Kyle, you should still run around the outside.
Oh, I'm still going to run. Two birds, one stone. Do you know how many times I wish I could... run in the mornings.
All right.
So I don't have to
do it
later.
Well, now you can.
Finally.
You run the NASCAR race and then I'll run the bean. Run around the bean. How about that?
You got to see the bean.
You got to see the bean.
You got to go do a video at the bean.
I know I do.
Mr. Bean lover.
I should do that today.
You say you love the bean and now you haven't been to the bean.
You got to see the bean. It just opened on Sunday. Sunday. It was the first day it was open. Look, what I do is I take my time. I let other people go in its place. It's kind of like when a new Marvel movie comes out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to see it on opening weekend. You know why? Because that's when the people that clap in theaters go to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to the bean the first 4 or 5 days it's open because that's when the people that clap in theaters go. And it's like, all right,
Austin,
get those crazy people out of the way. Then I'll go.
Austin, I have to tell you.
You're a movie theater clapper?
Well, yes, but...
Are you?
Ew!
Mel, no!
Well, if everybody else is clapping, I'm going to clap too.
Why? They're not there in the theater.
I don't know.
Can't hear you.
You clap when the airplane lands
too? You're clapping at a screen.
When they're what?
When the airplane lands, do you clap?
Only if everybody else does.
Oh, Mel, you are such a peer pressure giver in her.
Yeah, but if everybody else is doing it, I want to be joining in the fun.
Mel.
It's
not fun.
It is fun. Fun.
How is
it
fun?
It's happy. It's joyful.
This is why I don't travel with you. I refuse to travel. I don't know if people know this or not. I refuse to travel with Mel.
I'm refusing to go to movies with her.
Yeah, I'm not going to movies with you anymore.
Fine.
I'm glad when we had to go see that Kevin Costner movie, Horizon, an American Saga, opens tomorrow. Got a chance to talk to him this week. It was awesome.
Did you clap?
Oh, wait, did you?
Oh my gosh.
So we went to different screenings. There were two screenings and Mel and I went to different ones.
Do you know what I will say?
I don't know your
people
movie theater.
People clapped
in
there.
No.
At the end, they did.
See, I was in a small.
They did.
I was in a smaller screening room. Like I was in a huge movie theater.
We were in the theater.
Yeah. I bet that was a different experience.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it was.
People clapped at the end?
They did. They did.
It's so dumb because it's like, if Kevin Costner was there, I'd understand it. If it was like a film festival and like the director, Costner was the director, or like actors from the movie were there.
Right.
Then I understand it. It's like, clap. Yeah. Great performance. Great job. But like when you go and see like Avengers Endgame and Thanos is defeated and the credits roll and people are like, whoa, I'm like, what are you cheering at?
Well, because it makes you happy. So if there's a sad part in a movie, does it make you cry?
Yes, but to me, that's like something I'm
doing. If there's a funny part in the movie, does it make you laugh?
What
that's
emotion?
Not,
clapping
that's
is not
such
an emotion.
A different
yeah.
thing.
Clapping is not an emotion. It's not like, oh, hey, how are you feeling today? Oh, how am I feeling? I'm feeling. No, it's like happy and sad, crying and laughing. Those are emotions and effects of emotion.
Well,
nobody feels
laughing,
enough joy to where you start clapping.
Laughing
that's just weird.
is an activity, I guess. It's a move, just
yeah.
like clapping. Ha 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 ha. Clap, 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 clap. So laughing isn't the emotion. Something funny to
sure.
you is the emotion.
It stems from the emotion of
right.
an outburst of joy.
Which is why the end of the movie, when it makes you feel happy, you clap.
I hate this. I don't agree. I've never disagreed with you on anything more in my life.
Don't you guys look at me like that. You look at me like, don't.
Movie theater clappers are some of the worst human beings alive. Yeah, I said it. I'm sorry to any
Austin,
movie theater clappers
oh
that are
God.
Listening to this. Just
what?
Remember to rate, review, subscribe. I can't. It is a pet peeve of mine.
You just put me down.
Well, good. I'm happy to put you down. I'm not happy to put anyone else down.
You put me down.
Movie theater clappers deserve jail time. Yeah.
Jail time.
Yeah. I say at least a 12-week sentence. 3 months in jail for clapping in a movie theater.
Do I get to see movies in jail?
No! Because then you would clap. Let this be a PSA. Don't clap at the end of movies. But you can clap at the end of podcasts.
Woo!
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.